Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 6 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The sun has set over Israel, leaving behind a warm evening. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoyed a mild day, while Haifa experienced a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, the southern parts of the country stayed warmer throughout the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza earlier today, resulting in at least one casualty from Hamas's Nukba Force commandos, according to JNS. Also, 2 IDF casualties have established a community to help fighters build a financial future. The initiative, by Eliran Katash and Shaked Rosenberg, was reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu has voiced concerns about Turkey receiving F-35 jets. He believes this could upset the balance of power in the region, as reported by the Times of Israel just now. Separately, Ynet reports that Netanyahu warned further about the dangers of Turkey acquiring advanced stealth jets ahead of a NATO summit. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that a border police officer has been removed from his unit after footage showed him throwing a grenade at a car in Kalandia. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News noted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed President Trump live on Fox News, emphasizing that providing Ankara with advanced weapons could disrupt regional stability. David Keyes posted recently, humorously noting that Ahmadinejad has declared there are no gays in Iran following Mojtaba's death. Hen Mazig described a disturbing scene in New York City where outside the Whitney Museum, a screen displayed baseless accusations against Israel, potentially inciting violence against the Jewish community. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF operation in northern Gaza, according to JNS, the strike targeted 5 terrorists, including a member of the elite Nukba Force. This operation is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle terror cells in the region. The situation highlights the continued tensions and risks faced by civilians on both sides. Turning to the initiative by Eliran Katash and Shaked Rosenberg, Walla reports that these IDF casualties have created a real estate and finance club. Their aim is to provide financial guidance and support to fellow service members. This community initiative offers hope and practical assistance for soldiers transitioning back to civilian life. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's comments on Turkey's potential acquisition of F-35s have raised eyebrows. As reported by the Times of Israel, the Prime Minister fears that advanced jets could tip the strategic balance. His warnings come as diplomatic relations and regional alliances are in a delicate phase. In related news, Ynet further details Netanyahu's stance, stating that the supply of advanced arms to Ankara is a critical security concern. His objections come ahead of the NATO summit, where defense strategies are under scrutiny. And finally, the investigation into the border police incident in Kalandia has intensified. Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals the officer's removal follows a review of footage showing the reckless act. This incident raises questions about policing tactics and accountability in sensitive areas. On the economic front, first, the Bank of Israel has cut its interest rate for the second consecutive time, bringing it down to 3.5%. Walla Business notes this follows an agreement with the USA and aims to stimulate economic growth. Separately, Globes reports on this latest rate cut, highlighting it as the 4th reduction in recent months. The bank continues its efforts to provide economic stability amid global uncertainties. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the pressures from political circles on the Bank of Israel to accelerate growth through a more significant rate cut. However, the decision remains a measured 0.25% decrease. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.